thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about Mayor Lightfoot's television address last night, talking about the budget. The budget gap at $838 million. She said that we walked into a staggeringly large budget deficit for next year, and what's worse, we're not left with any credible plan how to fix this massive problem. She, you know, talked about some ideas, some things that she wanted to do, some things that she hoped might happen, some things that she would rather not do. You've been hearing about it all day long in the news, but I wanted to get the perspective of some people who have some background in city politics, and certainly one of those is Dick Simpson, who has been a professor of political science since 1967 at the University of Illinois, Chicago, a two-term alderman in Chicago, 1971 to 79, in the 44th Ward. You see him frequently on television shows talking about politics. He's recently written a book called The Good Fight, Life Lessons from a Chicago Progressive. Alderman Simpson, welcome. Nice to talk to you again.
I'm glad to do so.
I've mentioned this one other time. The other thing that I will always remember Dick Simpson for, he's the only college professor in my entire college career who flunked me in a class, and I deserved it. I 100% deserved it.
Yeah, you certainly improved a good bit.
Well, I took a lesson from that F that you gave me and tried to do a little better. What was your overall take of Mayor Lightfoot's speech last night?
I think it's the beginning point of a conversation that's very important for the city of Chicago. We really have to get our financial house in order once and for all so that we have a good starting point. I think there were a lot of good things in the speech, but mostly it lays the groundwork for the debate and the discussion we need to have in the future.
Did you hear things that we've heard before? I mean, I think just about every new mayor that I can think of came in and said they've inherited all kinds of problems and we need to get these problems under control, and then business as usual starts to take place and nothing ever gets done, and the problem gets worse.
I think it is true that nearly every mayor that comes in complains about the debt that was left by the previous mayor. This is the largest structural gap or debt or deficit or problem of any of the other mayors. Usually in past times it's been $100 million or $200 million that was not anticipated, that had to be made up. This time $838 billion is an enormous number, because our operating budget is only $10 billion.
She talked about new ways of bringing other revenue to the city with gambling and with marijuana and things that, you know, probably would have never been considered when you were in the city council. Are those good ideas? Are there avenues that she has not explored?
Well, there are going to be a number to be explored. I'll give you an example. That one that wasn't mentioned is we will need to transfer some of the money from the TIF funds, the tax increment finance funds, and there is more than $1 billion there. That's not entirely free money, but it certainly makes sense, as we did last year under Mayor Emanuel, to take part of that money and to it isn't all go to the city. Part of it goes to the schools, but the schools also need the money. So it's a relatively painless option that could solve maybe as much as $100 million of the gap. Could be more, but you can't use it all because it's our only economic development tool. So there are other things we can do. The problems with things like the gambling and most of the other of those solutions is they won't have any effect by next year. As the mayor put it, it's not that anybody is really all that excited about increasing gambling, but there may not be much choice if we're going to have less pain. There, overall, about half of the $838 million is going to be made up by cuts in city government, including services, and about half of it is going to have to be made up in new revenue. And the new revenue is the painful part.
Yeah. Will there be cooperation? Because one of the other things that we've seen over and over and over again when a new mayor comes in and tries to do things is that roadblocks go up like crazy from political opposition. In this case, it may come from downstate, from other places. Will Mayor Lightfoot find cooperation both in her own house, in city council, and from Springfield?
Well, I think Springfield will be able to help some, but as Greg Harris, who's the floor leader for the Democrats in the House, put it, it's really a heavy ask. That is, she's asking the state to do a number of different things to help solve the pension problem, to straighten out the gambling casino issue, because the way it's structured currently, we can't build the casino. We have to change the structure a bit before we can, and so on. The downstate people aren't really thrilled with these ideas because they see it as Chicago just getting a free handout from the state. They don't realize that we're 80% of the state's economy, and Chicago has to do well or the state doesn't do well. But it's we will get some help from the state. I don't know whether we can get enough help to solve everything. I think we can get started on it. You know, the casino, solving the casino thing is relatively simple. It's just you have to take a little less money for the city and a little less money from the state to be able to make the casino viable. And, of course, we have to find a place for it. But even if we did that, it won't make any difference to this budget to speak of.
I don't know too many people who have the kind of perspective on Chicago politics as you do. Do you see us in a place that's different in Chicago than we have been in the past when new administrations come in, new people come in and say they want to, you know, change everything?
I think we're the most similar time as the Harold Washington administration, and the difference between the two is, of course, Harold confronted the council wars and had 29 opponents in the city council, and everything got blocked and then had to be worked out. It actually, even though it was a terrible yelling and screaming and carrying on, and it was one of our most productive periods in Chicago history. And then Harold eventually got the majority and was able, in the last 7 months of his life, to move forward on things like the ethics ordinance for the first time in Chicago history. Lightfoot has a better situation. She has a majority of the city council. You mentioned opposition, though, and I've watched the budgets for 50 years. This is the one issue on which the aldermen will split. They hate to vote for anything like a property tax increase on their constituents. Even under Emanuel, 15 aldermen voted against the budget in 2016 when he raise taxes by $733 million. There's going to be pushback without a doubt in the city council if there is anything like the property tax, and there almost certainly will have to be something of that sort as part of the mix.
Dick Simpson's new book, a fairly new book, is called The Good Fight, Life Lessons from a Chicago Progressive. If you're interested in Chicago politics, this is the man who knows all about it, and this book is a must-read for you. I appreciate that you could take a little time for us today, Alderman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve, and I'm sure that with your listeners, there's going to be a continual conversation because this is a problem we have to solve, and there may be some good ideas yet to come in that we haven't thought of.
Alderman Dick Simpson, thank you very much. University of Illinois political science professor. In a moment, we'll be joined by Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, who did not have a very good review for the mayor after last night's speech. We'll talk about that when we come back next, WGN.